We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This is Talkin' Tech with Teddy. Now, here is your host, Teddy Allen.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining us. It's almost fall here in North Louisiana, and that means football, volleyball, and soccer. But that's not what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about tennis, Roger Federer, and also, most importantly, talk about one of my favorite things, puppy dogs. But first, we're going to say hey to Amanda Stone, the coach of the Lady Texters tennis. How are you?
I'm good.
It's great to see you. Let's start with this. You got an email recently from one of our professors, the program chair of interior design. That's Miss Marla Emery, and she works with Robert Brooks, one of our favorite guys. They have a little architecture firm. What was that call about, and had you ever received a request quite like it?
So Marla reached out about us saving and donating all of our old tennis balls, which we obviously go through and have a ton of, for a really cool project with Ruston Animal Shelter. Mm-hmm. And they're going to build some kind of installation in the ceiling with tennis balls, so when you adopt a dog, you get balls to play with and take home.
That's beautiful. And it's something like Robert and Marla would think of if you've ever seen any of their work. If you can hear some noises in the background, it's one of the younger recruits for the program. This is Thea. Thea is about one now.
She turned one yesterday.
Okay, she was recruited about, let's see, 12 plus 9, however many months ago that was. The recruiting process began, and now here she is. She's the freshest little girl. Yours and Ross's. And tell us what her shirt says.
She's wearing a Sibley General's cross-country shirt. Her uncle Ryan is the cross-country coach up in Sibley, Iowa. Not Sibley, Louisiana. Mm-mm. Sibley, Iowa.
Did not know there was one.
Yeah. And they have a meet today, so she's repping.
Yeah, she's excited. She's eating a banana, getting her some potassium. She's had two or three shots today. Ordinary toddler would be in the hospital, but Thea's out here repping as we do this. So, one day Thea's going to have a puppy dog. Does she yet?
She does. She has two.
Okay, so now we're getting somewhere. What are their names?
We have Grim, who I would not say is Thea's dog. He's definitely 100% mine.
Okay. What kind of young person is he?
He's a schnoodle, schnauzer poodle mix, and he is 14.
Wow, bless his heart.
And he's in diapers as well as the baby.
Yeah, it's lots of big circles.
That's fun. Yeah.
Lots of circles.
Now, her dog is Atlas. He's a Catahoula mix.
Okay.
And he loves her, and she loves him. She'll catch him relaxing, and she'll like climb up on him and try to ride him. And she's got past the pulling the ears. She's learning how to do correct petting.
Good.
But there's just a little eye poking in there.
Oh, I bet they're a pair.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Does your dog and her dog enjoy tennis balls? Do they have those to play with, or not really?
Actually, Grim, my dog, has never been a fan. We played with the ball with him when he was really little. Hit him in the face. He's very stubborn, has a great memory, doesn't like it.
Okay.
Makes him a great tennis-watching dog, never gets on the court.
That is the plus side.
Yeah.
Didn't think about that.
Atlas, he's a terrible tennis-watching dog, just all over the place. He loves tennis balls. Anything that moves or bounces, he's on top of.
So you have plenty of those. I mean, every now and then, I guess you'll put a couple in the car to take home?
Yes.
Okay. So what's going to happen is that when this animal shelter is completed, should be after the first of the year, in the main lobby, they're going to have the big several hundred tennis balls in the ceiling element, as our architects say. And Tech will be helping the city by giving them these. How many tennis balls do we go through? I've never really thought of it.
I could not even tell you.
Well, I saw in your note that you said we should have some every month.
Yeah. So how many balls are in a case? 24 cans in a case. We open about a case and a half a month. So I wasn't a math major.
Okay, so that's
a lot.
Yeah, it's a bunch. We've got Claudia and Thea on this over here on this side. They're going to figure it out. But we got hundreds of balls over the course of a year.
For sure.
How do you know when one's just... See, I wouldn't know, since I'm not a very good tennis player.
Well, Claudia and I try to stay on top of it, but, you know, a lot of the times our players will give us the most disgusted looks after they miss a shot and say, this ball is dead.
That's okay.
And we say, oh,
and
okay.
Sometimes they're right, and sometimes it was really their pilot error, but
I'm sure they never make an unforced error.
Well, they didn't make a lot of them last year. Y'all were awfully good last year. The Lady Texters had the second most victories in school history, 18-6, 14-match winning streak. That's a program record, 12 straight at home. When y'all were riding that wave, what did that experience feel like as a team?
Oh, I think everybody was just so ready for this season.
Mm-hmm.
We've been building this for so many years and keeping everybody on the same page. And we had players that were winning, but our team just wasn't turning those tight matches. And we started winning, and then the confidence grew. Mm-hmm. I think we all...
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I always had that belief. But, you know, until you kind of do it, your confidence doesn't come. But the confidence followed, and we just got hot, and it was fun. I think everyone had a great time.
Well, I know. Go ahead.
Stayed hungry.
Mm-hmm.
They're already going after it. This fall, we've had, like, 2 hits, and we're already intense. So.
And well, you said last year that was the last little hurdle, was just kind of getting that little extra bit of confidence. And when it happened, it was a beautiful thing
yes.
to see. And, again, the schedule fell just right with all those – home games. Thea was here to enjoy her first.
Oh yeah,
tennis season.
She's our best fan. She's lucky.
Okay, before I forget about the animal shelter, it's going to be at 1212 McAllister Street, which is kind of over where the North Louisiana Medical Center is, and support it. We've had a couple of nonprofits around here. The volunteers are working to try to help these precious animals. And now the city, back in 2016, we voted for the Moving Ruston Forward, you know, infrastructure improvement. This is part of that. So again, it's almost built, and keep an eye out and ears open for more information about that. Y'all are going to start playing tennis for reals. Thea's now walking around with a tennis racket, using this little cane. That's really not the proper way to hold one. Even I know that. But, Amanda, y'all actually going to start playing right after the fall starts, around the 23rd. So you're going to start practicing any time now. And you've basically got the same nucleus of your team back?
We have everyone back with one addition, Valentina Vasquez. She transferred in from Missouri. So
okay.
Full team back with one add. So we're pretty excited and optimistic for this year.
All right, we got tennis balls that are going to go to the animal shelter. We got a animal safely at your house. Thea's getting some size on her. The only thing we can't do is math. But before we leave, we know there's a lot of
tennis balls.
Where do we get those from, by the way? Do I buy them with my LTAC dollars? Does somebody give them to us? I got no clue.
We have them in the budget, so okay. We get 10 cases for the fall, 10 cases for the spring.
Okay.
Last year, I don't know if you know this, if it's common knowledge or not, but one of the shortages from all the supply chains was tennis balls.
Whoa.
Yes. So last year, we were actually scraping around. We had so many home matches, and we provide the balls for every home match that we were having to order from Amazon every week.
I never thought of
because
that.
Because our balls kept being delayed. But we ordered from Wilson. They're the official ball, so we get
Wilson
balls.
Okay, official ball of tennis and the official ball now of the Ruston Animal Shelter. Your boy Roger Federer retired at 41. Now, I don't know much, but he was so graceful and pretty to watch play. Claudia's taking it hard. And I just thought he's such a graceful, it was like poetry. So tell us, from a tennis player's point of view, what will you miss about him not being around anymore?
Oh, I do love him too. He's beautiful to watch. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think he's the greatest. So
everybody else is. Well, I don't know if everybody else does, but like of my youth was Jimmy Connors and McEnroe. And it seemed like they were just like they were out there hammering something. I mean, it was almost like football players, but they were grunting, and he just looked like charm.
He's just so smooth. Yeah. I also really like Nadal.
Mm-hmm.
Completely different players. You know, and I like get excited to watch a Nadal match because I just love his effort and his, you know, how much he's putting out there. But it's just so relaxing and nice to watch Roger play.
I'll miss him, and again, I don't watch that much tennis, but I always like to try to see him when he was on. The two young guys who played in the finals the other day of the U.S. Open were intriguing to me as a fan. What might we look forward to from those fellas? And did you get to see any of it?
We watched, Thea and I watched a lot of the U.S. early rounds, but it was tough to watch the later rounds because they were getting later.
Oh, that's right. It's later and later, and we have Thea. We got to get her.
But...
What about Serena hanging them up?
I think those are two huge names that are going to be missed a lot. I mean, Serena did so much for the women's game, and I just really respect her coming back after having a baby. And I know she's not the first one to do
you would know that it's.
But I mean, yes, now I know I'm struggling to run a mile.
She's winning a Grand Slam.
Yeah, so I think that's great. For young girls to see, and she's gonna be missed as well.
Okay, well, you won't have to miss Lady Texter Tennis for much longer. They'll be starting a fall schedule. Will be out soon. You can always go to latexsports.com. You can also follow them on Twitter as I do, and keep up with what the young ladies are doing. Hopefully, there won't be any tennis ball shortages. If you have dead tennis balls, drop them by here. Drop them by after the first of the year. You can carry them to the Ruston Animal Shelter. Anything you want to say before we let you and Thea go?
I'll just say again, we're super excited about this year. We will have a home tournament this fall.
Okay.
November
right.
12th weekend.
That's set. Great. November 12th weekend. Okay.
Yep. And we appreciated everyone's support last year with all our home matches. So we hope we'll see you guys at the courts again.
Yes. The spring season schedule won't be together for a while, but we got plenty of fall tennis between now and then.
Yep.
Okay, for Claudia, for the memory of Roger Federer, for Amanda, and mainly for Thea. Until next time,
Thea!
You've been listening to Talkin' Tech with Teddy. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.